The United States has obtained a videotape that administration officials say offers further proof that Osama bin Laden is responsible for the terrorist attacks of September 11th. The tape shows an interview with bin Laden in Arabic. U.S. officials who've seen a translation say the al-Qaeda leader appears to demonstrate advanced knowledge of the attacks. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Vice President Dick Cheney calls the videotape one more piece of evidence of what he says the United States has known all along, that Osama bin Laden was involved in planning the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. According to the Washington Post, the tape was discovered during a search of a private home in Jalalabad. Vice President Cheney tells NBC it contains an interview with Osama bin Laden himself.
It shows him being interviewed or meeting with another individual, apparently a cleric, talking about the events of September 11th, and it's pretty clear, as it's described to me, that he does in fact display significant knowledge of what happened, and there's no doubt about his responsibility for the attack on September 11th.
In particular, bin Laden is reported to have said the destruction of the World Trade Center was greater than he expected. He'd anticipated that only the top portion of the Twin Towers would be destroyed. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz says the video makes it very clear that bin Laden helped orchestrate the attacks, which killed nearly 3,900 people. Wolfowitz tells ABC he was disgusted by the al-Qaeda leader's gloating.
This is a man who takes pride and pleasure in having killed thousands of innocent human beings, and it confirms everything we've known about him already. There's nothing new or surprising in it. It's just it's further confirmation, and hopefully maybe we'll stop hearing any more of these insane conspiracy theories that somehow the U.S. has made this up or somebody else did it.
Bin Laden has denied responsibility, and up until now, the U.S. has been circumspect about releasing evidence that might link him to the attacks. In the face of that silence, there's been lingering doubt in the Islamic world that the U.S. campaign against bin Laden and his al-Qaeda network is justified. Vice President Cheney says no decision has been made yet on whether to go public with this latest bin Laden videotape.
We've not been eager to give the guy any extra television time than he can obtain for himself.
The vice president adds that if bin Laden is captured alive, he should be turned over to the United States, possibly for trial before a military tribunal. If that happens, the videotape could be a key piece of evidence, but it still might not be made public. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.